mo TokTok English Language, isa ba make em lifelong you hemi easy long Australia. SPS, hemi launch em all podcast ya, wet em all lesson plong help em you, plong improve em English language plong you. SPS lan em English language podcast ya, itok pot plan de all activity we stop happen long everyday Australian life. Mo hemi explain em all TokTok long English language. 5 minute lesson ya, hemi sabi help em you. So listen, mo follow em kut Chinese Peterson, long improve from all pronunciation plong you. You sabi find em all episode ya long sps.com.au/learn-english. Hem ya, long SPS audio app, mo plan de na rafala podcast app pak ken.
Am I singing this?
Okay.
Down came a jumbuck to drink at the billabong. Up jumped the swagman and grabbed him with glee. Hello, I'm Janice Peterson, and you might recognise me from SBS World News. Speaking clearly is an extremely important part of my job. I'm going to share some exercises you can easily do, wherever you are, to improve your pronunciation. Let's start. Can you think of a famous Australian song?
Yo, waltzing Matilda, Matilda, me darling. Oh, come waltzing Matilda with me. Oh, waltzing.
This song is called Waltzing Matilda. It's a traditional Australian song, and the words were written by a famous Australian poet called Banjo Paterson. For a short time, it was even Australia's national song. Let's have a listen to a couple of verses.
Well, up jumped the swagman, he sprang into the billabong. You'll never catch me alive, said he. His ghost may be heard as you pass by the billabong. Oh, come a waltzing Matilda with me. Oh, waltzing Matilda, Matilda, me darling. Oh, come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, leading a water bag. Oh, come a waltzing Matilda with me.
This is a great song to practice pronunciation with. Today, we're going to focus on two sounds that many learners find tricky. The W in waltzing and the J in jumbuck. A waltz is a type of dance. And in the song, the phrase waltzing Matilda means walking around with everything you own on your back. The word jumbuck is an old slang word for sheep. Let's start with some word pairs to see if you can hear the difference between the W and J sounds. War and jaw. Weep and jeep. Wet and jet. They may sound similar, but we make these sounds in very different ways. You can make the W sound by moving your lips together, as if you were going to whistle. Your tongue should be in the centre of your mouth, and your teeth shouldn't touch. Try practising this sound by repeating these words after me. War. Wet. Weep. Waltzing. The J in jumbuck is made in a different way. You need to move your tongue so that the front tip touches the roof of your mouth, just behind the hard ridge. Your teeth should only be slightly apart, and the corners of your lips are in, but not closed. You then build up air and release your tongue to let the sound out. This sound is voiced, so you can feel the vibration in your throat. Try holding the sound for a long period to get the tongue position and the mouth shape right. J, J, J. How about we give it a try with some song lyrics? Let's start with the part of the song that talks about the Jumbuck. Listen for the J sound in Jumbuck, jump, and jumped. You're welcome to repeat after me. Down came a Jumbuck to drink at the billabong. Up jumped the swagman and grabbed him with glee. Here's the part of the song with the W sound. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Let's hear how some other learners are doing. Who's with us today?
Hi, Janice.
I'm Alex from the Greek program.
I'm Rishali from SBS Hindi.
I'm MP from Punjabi program.
And I'm Dinita from SBS Nepali.
Let's go, guys.
1, 2, 3.
Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you come a waltzing Matilda with me. He sang as he shoved that jumbuck in his tucker bag. You come a waltzing Matilda with me.
They sounded great, didn't they? Well done. You know how to pronounce the W and J sounds in this great Aussie song. You can go to sbs.com.au Learn English to find the transcript for this episode, including lyrics for Waltzing Matilda.
Sydney, it's your film festival to do your way. Choose from nearly 250 films. Get your red carpet snap. Race between venues to create the wildest double feature. Travel a world of stories. See a movie with your mum that you probably shouldn't have seen with your mum. Cry your eyes out, laugh your head off, or scream your heart out. See it your way this June 5 to 16 at Sydney Film Festival.